Harriers headed to Edgar Street looking for their seventh straight win in the Blue Square Bet Premier, and they weren't long until they were on the score sheet in this one.
Here comes the corner kick into the six-yard box. There's a real melee, and it's gone in! It's the opening goal for Kidderminster to Harriers! And it's Jamil Matt who's threaded it in from no more than 6 yards out. He was the man to pounce onto the ball. He's prodded it into the back of the net. First blood for Kidderminster Harriers.
If United fans were left thinking, oh great, that's all we need, then they needn't have worried as Hereford raised their game and Harriers were indebted to goalkeeper Danny Lewis, who made a number of fine saves.
Sam Clucas, head of the centre circle, feeds it into Watkins. Watson cuts it back. Schmeichel tipped over the bar by Danny Lewis. Fine save from Lewis. Schmeichel had the opening created by Watkins. He certainly got a rasping shot to it, but it wasn't quite enough to beat Danny Lewis. Watkins jigs into the area, low cross into the area. Oh, it's flicked over the bar by the keeper. Dunkley got in the way of it. It was a ricochet, and Danny Lewis just stuck out the left hand. He really didn't know anything about it. Total reactions, and he's kept Harriers in front.
Harriers had other opportunities to add to their tally, but these were to go begging. In the end, Jamil Matt's early goal proved enough to secure the win that's lifted Harriers to fifth in the Blue Square Bet Premier table. The Agra club's manager, Steve Burr, felt his side had deserved its victory.
It was a different type of game today. It was a typical local derby. The conditions were tough, and both teams give everything. And I did feel that Hereford had got a lot of breaks today, with balls maybe being cleared and landing straight to them, and lots of things that fell to them in the box from deflections. And I thought, you know, they were going to score. But I thought we defended well when we had to, and we broke out of defence when we had to. We changed things around a little bit in the first half just to get more of a foothold in the game. But it was a really tough battle today, and we've come through it really well.
Steve Burr felt conditions had dictated the style of football played by both sides at Edgar Street, and he'd been pleased by the way in which his team had adapted.
It was a different type of game today. I think the conditions obviously played a big part, but I thought both sides did very well and put on an entertaining game of football. We got the early goal. I was a bit disappointed we didn't add to that, but all in all, really pleased to come here and get 3 points.
It was another goal for Jamil Matt then. After his early season exclusion due to his well-documented visa issues, Jammer is clearly back with a bang. So is he targeting the Harriers top scorer title this season?
It's a team game, and if I can finish top scorer, I'll be absolutely delighted with that. But as long as we're winning, and anyone that scores, I'll be happy with that. As long as we're winning, I'll take it really, yeah.
Forest Green away then it is this afternoon, and Steve Burr was keen to ensure that after the Hereford game, his players were given the necessary time to recover.
Today will have taken a lot out of the lads. A pitch like this can drain you, so we've got to make sure that we're nice and fresh for Forest Green on, where are we, Saturday, is it? I lost track of days. but we've got to regroup again and make sure, and we go down there and try and get 3 points.